You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi, this is Phoebe from Heaven the Axe, and you're listening to IRC FM when you want to be the rockin'est, toughest music people in your street. Make sure you crank your speakers. Tune into our music at heaventheaxe.com. See you at a show sometime. Yeah!
IRC FM Australia starts now.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know.
That music is...
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to... a little bit early. Welcome to episode 318 of Irk FM Australia. Irk FM Australia comes down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday, regardless of where in the world I am. And as this episode is being released, I should be in the US. Actually, I should be in New York City, which should be absolutely awesome. If you want to keep in contact with me in real time and find out what I'm doing, the best idea is to go to the social networks, either Facebook or Twitter. Links are on the show notes. What I thought I'd do today is bring you some music that I originally found via Uptown Entertainment. I had the pleasure of meeting Rhonda from Uptown Entertainment in 2012. Several band comps and gigs that I went to that she organised, and she's been involved in the music industry for quite some time and can tell some absolutely awesome stories about names that I could only dream about meeting. Anywho, the music that you'll hear on this episode was either suggested to me directly by Rhonda from Uptown Entertainment or indeed on her website as recommended artists. So with the exception of Cascade, which Rhonda suggested to me directly, I went to the website and I had a look through some bands and I contacted a whole heap, and the bands who you'll hear today contacted me back and said, yes, Irk, it would be absolutely awesome if you could feature our music. So we're going to start with a band called The Sunday Reeds with a couple of songs. First of all, Kiss Me, Kill Me, and then the second one, and I'll put on my radio communications voice for this one. Over. October Rage is coming up, Draw Card is coming up, Cascade is coming up, and October Rage is coming up. But in the meantime, we'll hear from the Sunday Reeds. They are a female-fronted noise rock pop band, and you know how much I love my female-fronted rock, named after 1930s, 1940s Melbourne patron of the arts, Sunday Reed. They have released one LP, Drowning in History, in 2009, and an EP in 2011 called Dark Rainbows through UK label Squirrel Records. They have also released a single, Kill This Party, through Heartgun Records here in Australia. They have played shows on the east coast of Australia, in Melbourne and Brisbane, and they have also played in the UK. So, from Melbourne, here are the Sunday Reeds. And the first song you'll hear is Kiss Me, Kill Me.
I'm not afraid to die.
really like it, but only few of us know.
That music is life, is life, is life. Music is life, music is life.
I'm going away. Going away, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, hang on. No, that's not the song. I'm sailing away, don't know when I'll be back again. No, not really. I'm going on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Eck, word to the wise. Leave the singing to the professionals. Erk FM Australia, Erk FM International, and Erk FM Metal Monday. Singing a lot better than Erk since 2009. ErkFM.com, where music is life. You are indeed listening to Erk FM Australia. And I will leave the singing to the professionals. We are about to hear from Cascade, who are a five-piece band from various parts of Sydney. They're rock, alternative and progressive. They pack a genuine punch with their music, solid alternative rock with classic guitar riffs, complex drum beats, booming bass lines and power vocals. Discover many elements and layers in Cascade's music by savouring each track as it grows upon your playlist and resonates in your subconscious. Cascade will take you to a place where your hearing senses are heightened and your enjoyment levels are through the roof. They have various different musical backgrounds. Cascade has come together to form a common interest, which is to rock out to massive crowds and to play the music that you love. From Sydney, haven't seen them live yet, but I'll have to rectify that when I come back from the US. This is Cascade, and we are going to hear Heptagon. But first, we're going to hear from Cascade with their song, Have Your Scene.
Down.
Are you sick of being stuck in the snow in Canada? Have you run out of coin? Can't have any frequent flyer miles to come to the Southern Hemisphere? Don't want to go to Europe, don't want to go to the US, Mexico, who knows? That's okay, come along for the ride. Come fly with IRC. You know, that's not another podcast, but that's not a bad idea. But in the meantime, check out IRC on IRC Pod, IRC's original talk podcast since 2007. Flying all around the world, who knows where IRC will end up next. IRC Pod, part of Channel IRC, channelirc.com. And indeed, you'll be able to hear, when I come back from America, you'll be able to hear in March what I was up to, both on the Metal Cruise, 70,000 tons of metal, and plus around various parts of the US. We're about to hear from Drawcard, who are a band from Brisbane who debuted at number 4 in the AMPRAT Australian Independent Music Charts. They also remained in the top 10 for 3 weeks alongside artists such as Children Collide, The Temper Trap, and Hilltop Hoods. They have played in some of the biggest places in Australia, such as the Brisbane Entertainment Centre, the R&A Showgrounds in Brisbane. They've also played in parking lots. They are working hard to create their own path of grassroots success. The first two singles of their current 5-track EP debuted at number 4 and number 5 in the AMPRAT Independent Music Charts here in Australia. And their track has also, or their tracks have also received airplay on Triple J here in Australia, on Triple J Unearthed, and have also featured a Song of the Week on that particular network. They've also been played on community radio stations around Australia as well. They have a plethora of touring experience and have played with a bunch of international and national acts, such as Taking Back Sunday, Unwritten Law, Thursday, Dead Letters Circus, Under Roof, Gutter Mouth, Body Jar, Anti-Flag and Parkway Drive, to name a few. But at the moment, they're taking a step back from touring and are working on a new album, which is planned for release in early to mid-2013. So from Brisbane, we're about to hear from Drawcard. The first song that you'll hear is called We Won't Break, and that will be followed by The River.
For the love. some time in my own space.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
And thank you, Rich Palmer. There's lots of different shows from around the world available for you to listen to, and if you're a band to submit to the Association of Music Podcasting, musicpodcasting.org. There's over 40 people just like me. Well, not as insane, maybe, but there are 40 people like me around the world doing their best to promote independent music. Now we're about to hear from October Range, who first came to life in 2008, originally from New South Wales. The band was formed by brothers Nick and William. They were looking for people to complete the band, not only from inside Australia, but from outside. They knew that there was so much undiscovered talent in the world, so they wanted to explore it. But they found their answer almost literally in their own backyards. After William ran into both Rory and Tim separately, they'd all been to school together but in different years. Rory's old band had opened for the previous band's album launch, so William already knew what Tim could do, and he also knew that Tim could play epic solos, and so it was time to pull the working lineup together. In 2009, the band headed to Melbourne to record their debut single, Silver Line. And so that was cool. Not long after that, they entered a contest that was held by Australian rock station Triple M. The prize was to open for Bon Jovi in Sydney on the Bon Jovi tour, the Circle Tour. October Rage was a top five contender. There was 2 weeks of voting, and the band actually won the competition, so they got to play and support Bon Jovi. William says, quote, Bon Jovi was an experience and a half. From being a small unknown band to opening up for 50,000 screaming people a night for one of the greatest rock bands in history was definitely mind-blowing. We didn't really have time to be nervous. It was just, okay, we have a job to do. Let's rip it up. So when they then again went to Melbourne and they recorded their debut album, Outrage, which gained themselves raving reviews, which was absolutely awesome. And in June 2012, they headed to the US for the first time, supporting both Steel Panther and Seven Dust. So they've played with some absolutely epic bands. And of course, if you want to know more about any of the bands, you can go to the show notes at irkfmaustralia.com, episode 318. So we're about to hear from October Rage now, and we're about to hear Rain of Fire and Under the Wind, and I might have to borrow these guys for IRC FM Metal Monday.
Yeah. those old things away. Find yourself under the wind, and for once just today, you can find all you need when the world's in your way and there's nothing left to save under the wind. For a moment's desire for the truth in the lies you believed all the way. All you wanted to be, you rest on the wind tonight. Throw out the map in your mind, all that you need is your eyes, and for once in your life, to the wind you confide. There's a hole in your side, and it bleeds till the end of time. Under the wind, for a moment's desire for the truth in the lies you believed all the way. All you want is to scream. You're standing right under the wind, for a moment's desire for the truth in the lies you believed.
The second song of the episode, one of my favourite earworms of all time, Do-Si-Do by Julie the Band. I originally heard of these guys via the Association of Music Podcasting, got the track, loved it, and I've played it over and over and over and over and over and over again. And then to kick off the episode, we heard from Existent, who, as I mentioned in the introduction, I don't know anything about. Which is a shame, because she's got an epic voice, and I love that. Here's me with epic again. I've got to stop saying that. I keep on saying epic and awesome. And when I was shopping today, I kept on thinking of Uggs. Uggs, as in eggs, as in chickens, as in this episode smells like chicken. No, that's Friday's episode of Urk FM. Urk, you're rambling. Get on with it. And yes, indeed, Urk, I will get on with it. We're about to hear from our last artist of the episode, Eye on You. We're about to hear Someone Like You, Loving Girl, and Spread Your Wings. Eye on You have also been featured on Triple J Unearthed. They were formed in 2007. The writing for their album Screen began back in early 2007. That sounds totally wrong. And it was recorded in Sydney in September 2008. They draw on many influences, with their sound being described as high energy, hard rock, and some of their influences include Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, and Rage Against the Machine. So let's hear Eye on You. And as I said, the tracks we're about to hear from Eye on You, Someone Like You, Lovin' Girl, and Spread Your Wings, and I'll be back after this to wrap things up. Indeed, you are listening to IRC FM Australia, episode 318. Thank you to Rhonda from Uptone Entertainment for, first of all, introducing me to Cascade, and also via the website, letting me know about these other bands. I will definitely have to be back after the US trip to find out some more artists, because there's plenty of artists there that Rhonda says that you should go and check out. Anywho, on this episode, we have heard from The Sunday Reads, Cascade, Drawcard, October Rage, and Eye On You. I'll be back next week. Believe it or not, even though I am in America, episodes are coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday here on IRC FM Australia. Also, check out IRC FM International and IRC FM Metal Monday. And if that's not enough independent music for you, also check out my buddies at Tracks Radio and also the Association of Music Podcasting. Anywho, until next week, I'm Irk. Keep in contact with me via the social networks to find out what I'm actually doing. And until next time, thanks for listening, keep it Australian, and good night, Interweb.